For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. The Cayman Islands Coast Guard launches a historic training program for its first class of recruits. The class of 16 Caymanians will undergo a series of intense training sessions over a period of 8 weeks.
We are very pleased with the capabilities displayed by the recruits thus far.
Lieutenant Commander Leo Anglin tells Radio Cayman this training will ensure the recruits are equipped with the necessary skills to respond to any maritime needs in the Cayman community while ensuring the service upholds the standards of other Coast Guard agencies internationally. This is the first of many recruitment drives for the service. Eligible Caymanians interested in pursuing tertiary studies overseas for the 2021-2022 academic year are urged to submit their applications for overseas government scholarships before the upcoming deadline.
At the end of this month, so that's January the 31st, at 12 a.m., applicants need to remember that it is a 5-stage process and it's all online. We do not accept any hard copies at the secretariat. Everything has to be entered on the online system.
Manager of the Scholarship Secretariat, Dr. Sherry Smith, tells Radio Cayman there's quite a few people still in the first stages of the application process.
That is a bit concerning. And, you know, so we encourage people to get it done and not wait till the last minute, because if everybody goes on at the last minute to try and upload their documents, we are going to, you know, it's likely that their system can crash or you won't be able to complete it in time. And the council really has not, once it closes off, they have not been reopening the application period or extending the application period.
The Overseas Scholarship for Undergraduate Degree awards a maximum of 20,000 CI per annum for up to 4 years per successful applicant, whereas the postgraduate award is up to 25,000 per annum. Interested applicants are asked to apply and find more details about the application process online by visiting education.gov.ky/scholarships. A reminder for fishermen to keep track of their discarded lines after two frigates are found entangled. Details from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
Two juvenile birds were discovered by a member of the public in Snug Harbor, one already having drowned. The Department of Environment has lauded the efforts of Samantha Barnes, who rescued the surviving bird and transported it to Island Vet Services for treatment. There were no obvious injuries. However, the bird was trapped in the line and was suffering from exhaustion. To reduce potential bycatch of seabirds when recreational fishing, the DOE is urging you to remember to keep your boat deck tidy, use weighted bait, and monitor your lines carefully. Fishing line recycling bins are available all along the coast as well. The frigate bird was rehabilitated and successfully released by the Department of Environment. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Seabirds can bite and inflict damage, so if you see a hurt bird, please do not try to handle it yourself. The Department of Environment officers are trained and experienced in handling birds, so please call 949-8469. Now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
BBC News with Debbie Russ. Bobi Wine, the Ugandan opposition leader standing for the presidency, has called on his supporters to turn out in big numbers in order to protect the vote from rigging. He and two other candidates accused the ruling party of trying to frighten people away from polling stations. Social media has been shut down. The economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic has caused a 10% fall in greenhouse gas emissions in the United States. The drop is the biggest since the Second World War, but there have been warnings that emissions have started to rise again. London says British companies working in China will face fines if they can't prove they aren't linked to the use of forced labour in Xinjiang. The government says evidence is growing of millions of Uyghurs in the region being held in camps where they face torture and forced labour. The flight data recorder from the plane that crashed into the sea in Indonesia on Saturday has been found. The authorities hope to recover the cockpit voice recorder next. BBC News.